You're listening to Yass FM, and this is Over the Fence, topics of interest to rural families in the Yass Valley.
So I'm at the beautiful Wattle Valley, overlooking the Burrinjuck Dam, and I'm talking to Jackie Stoll. Jackie's from the CSIRO, and we're talking about checking for change. How are you, Jackie?
I'm very well, thank you.
Righto, so the Bowning and Bookham Landcare Group is at Wattle Valley today. We've been doing checking for change.
It's a monitoring system. Nobody likes to do monitoring quite often,
yep.
But this is something that you can do that's designed for land managers. And if you have a property and you have taken on board the idea of putting some aside for conservation, maybe grazing a little bit less, maybe planting trees, what you really want to know is, am I actually making a difference?
Right, okay.
Am I going to get some of that biodiversity back? Is my system functioning? What's the soil doing? What is happening? Because as soon as you measure it, then you can do something about it.
Yep.
And you can track whether what you do actually changes over time. And if you know whether it changes or not, then you can act accordingly. What we'd aim for is better soil function, we want more litter, we want some grasses growing, we want a bird diversity. So that's the sort of things that we've designed this monitoring system for.
Righto, so it's primarily focused on the soil?
Well, it is. So that's the interesting thing. It's looking at the ground. So suddenly, instead of going out into a paddock and saying trees, shrubs or whatever, you're suddenly looking right down on the ground and you're saying, is that a grass? Is that growing? Is there litter there? Is there bare soil? Are there invertebrates, little insects scurrying around in there? All these things are indicators of a good, healthy system, and you're going to measure that. And these are the things that change pretty quickly. So this system's all about, within the first 2 years to 3 years, actually finding out whether there are changes or not. And the reason we developed this was because ecological monitoring normally is done by an expert, so you need to be a botanist. And you need to be an expert.
Yep.
And you need to know what your plants are, or you need to know what your bird species are, and it takes 10 years to monitor. That's the standard process. So
righto.
This is very different. This is what's something that's going to change really quickly. And these are well tried and true ecological methods of monitoring, but we've packaged them together and trialed a whole bunch of them, over 25, to see, can a land manager use them? Are they simple to use? Are they telling us something about how this system's functioning? So getting away from that really expert-driven long time frame, this is quite a different kettle of fish.
Okay, so this is a real simple way of doing some monitoring without the complexity, but it's still, I guess, scientifically valid?
That's right, yes. So we spent 6 years researching this.
So we being CSIRO?
We being CSIRO. And a lot of the farmers around here were part of that process, because the land managers are the ones who were doing these sort of jobs.
Yep.
So there's a couple of people here today who were some of those original farmers who we did this work on. So we had a baseline measurements. Then we came back 2 years later. We tried 25 different types of monitoring techniques, from things like different types of butterflies, to whether there was regeneration or not, to there were so many, but in the end only about six of them came down to actually the point where you can say these are showing us that things are changing, and a land manager's really happy to use them. They can use them, they can tell how to use them, and it's pretty straightforward. So they are, whether there's bare ground or not, whether there's leaf litter or not, whether that leaf litter, what sort of depth it is, and whether it's actually forming soil yet or not, whether it's breaking down and the bacteria and fungi are in there. And then if you know a little bit more about your native plants, you can add measurement of native plants, whether those grasses like Microlina, weeping grass, and some of those common grasses are around. Or even if you don't know your plants, you can just count plants in terms of, does that plant look different to the other? So has that got a yellow flower, or has it got a blue flower, or has that got a wide leaf or a little leaf?
Okay. And insects as well?
And insects as well, that's right. So just do along our little transect line, we'll just stop every 5 metres and get down in the ground again and have a look around and see if we can find some grass. So today we didn't find a huge amount. Spring's a great time to do this type of work. Yep. So autumn, it's been pretty dry. And actually where we were, there wasn't a lot of leaf litter. When there's a lot of leaf litter, you'll find a lot more insects. So we found a few grasshoppers, a few ants. wasn't hugely prolific, but a little bit the same with the birds. We were there a little bit later. So ideally what you'd do is you'd only do this once a year. Mm-hmm. You'd do it in spring, and that's take you about an hour or so to do it.
Okay, I was going to ask that. So it's the sort of thing that isn't going to take a lot of time to do?
No, that's right. And it's really designed for a lot of these projects that the land care groups are rolling out in particular.
Yep.
So a lot of our local land care groups, I'm the president of the Murray and Bateman Land Care Group as well, and the Yass Area Network of Land Care Groups, there's the Yass Land Care Group, all of these different groups, including
Bounding
your group,
and Bookham,
Bounding and Bookham. Everybody gets these short grants, you know, which are only for 3 years. And the government says, tell us whether it's working or not. Mm. We need you to undertake a monitoring system. So this has been newly developed so we can find out all these things. So anybody who runs those sorts of projects, it's a perfect type of project for them. The government does want to know what we're doing with their money. Are we spending it wisely or not? Mm-hmm. And the only other way we could tell them whether we were doing anything or not was say, look, we planted 1,000 trees and put aside a couple of hectares, but this will actually tell you, are you getting your biodiversity back or not?
So in 3 years, we should actually notice some change, measurable
Definitely,
change?
Definitely, yes. Yeah, look, it'll be amazing. In the space of a year, you can actually notice quite a lot of change.
Okay.
And look, if it's a drought, if it's a, you know, extremely rainfall deficient time, things do tend to sit pretty statically.
Yep. Yep.
But when you get your average rainfalls, you can notice a lot of difference over 2 to 3 years, definitely.
Right.
Well, we were looking at some fantastic trees today, which were planted last June.
Absolutely.
So
They've jumped out of the ground.
They're looking fantastic. Well, they are, yeah. So we got some great photos today of some really nice plants. So they were planted in June, I think. So I think those sort of plantings, you know, during winter, can be amazing. Mm-hmm. And as part of this Burrinjuck-to-Bango project that the Landcare Group's doing, we can pick up change over the next couple of years. You won't recognise it in 5 years, you know, and in 10 years it'll be absolutely amazing. So, it's fantastic to see.
Righto. So I'm talking to Jackie Stoll from the CSIRO, and we're talking about the Checking for Change system. So how can people find out a bit more about Checking for Change?
Well, we've actually got a website on the Atlas of Living Australia, which is tiny URL Checking for Change.
Okay.
But just do a little Google search and have a look. And that has got the booklet, which tells you how to do it. We've done a bunch of quite good little videos. Well, good in the sense that they're short. So to find out about any part, you can just watch the videos, and they're short and sweet. That would be the best place to go.
Okay.
So,
and of course, maybe get involved in your local land care group as well if you actually want to have a go
and
do some of these sorts of workshops.
Yeah, look, Landcare is doing a tremendous amount of fantastic work all through our area. And the Yass Area Network of Landcare Groups and the constituent groups, there's the Boorowa groups and also, you know, if people are interested, there's also interesting grants around that if you've got a patch of bush on your place and you would like to look after it and not graze it, trying to get the birds back and a bit more diversity, there's quite a lot around to help you maybe get the money for fencing, and the Landcare Group will help you connect into that sort of thing. So it's another really worthwhile part of Landcare.
Terrific. All right. Thank you very much, Jackie. So I'm talking to Jackie Stoll, and we've been talking about the Bounding and Bookham District Landcare Group workshop, I guess, at Wattle Valley. And hey, Jackie, thanks very much for being on Yass FM.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a great day.
You're listening to Yass FM, and this is Over the Fence, topics of interest to rural families in the Yass Valley. And if you have any thoughts you'd like to share, or any other topic of interest to rural families, give me a call here in the studio on 02 6226 5266, 02 6226 5266, or you can send me an SMS on 0418 161 773, 0418 161 773. For Yaz FM, my name's Boz. See you next time.